Hello and welcome to the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paw. I am here with Kyle.
Hey, hey.
Jeremy.
Hi there.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the last roast battle, the second round of the 2019 tournament. We're actually just going into 2020 this time. This is a unprecedented territory, unheard of, a tournament spanning 2 years.
It's going to be that legendary.
The next round is in January, middle of January, third Saturday. We'll get to that later. Guys, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted. I don't really know what was going on at that point.
We could tell.
Yeah. I came out like super energy, and then I just crashed.
Yeah.
You were just like...
You came out kind of...
I mean, I was still fucking hilarious, but I was just...
Super big dick energy.
Super.
But not like a big dick in your pants.
You were just
extra mean.
Oh, yeah, spicy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really spicy big. Kaizy.
I thought I was going to go heel, and I was like, I can't keep this up. This is too much. A full night's rest, I could have went full heel the whole show, but just...
Some of the early rounds made it easy.
Well, we did
the
stand-up, and then once somebody was mean to everybody, I was like, oh, this is where I need to be right now. So I was happy after that.
Yeah.
I think the stand-up doesn't... It has worked in the past, but I don't think it works doing that before the show starts here. I think people are just ready for blood as soon as they sit down.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the Comedy Store roast battle had like their lineup posted a few hours ago, and they had like 10 people going up before the battles, and I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeesh.
But, you know, apparently...
I feel like if it's a dirty or like the stand-up are meaner comics, maybe a little more spiteful people. That might play better, but...
10 of them?
Yeah.
That's an entire show! What
I don't
want to
see
10
comics.
Hang on.
I don't want to see 10 comics for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Well, the last guy on the list was Boone Shakalaka, so I'm pretty sure
Hell
it was...
Yeah,
I think that sounds like it's just 10 of the most offensive... fucking people they can find. Maybe there's people doing like super oddball characters or some shit.
Yeah, well, it's they call it the pre-battle show, so
it's probably a whole nother show.
Do they do stand-up and then they're in the battles?
It doesn't look like these guys are in the battles. It looks like they had 5 battles, 3 undercard, 2 main event.
I mean, the math is there.
And, you know, those are different people than were in the show. Hmm. So
yeah, it sounds like a whole different fucking thing.
Yeah, but we're different from them anyway.
No, we're different. We're not like other roast battles.
We're quaint and Midwestern.
We don't have a wave.
That's true.
Big rip
also,
for
anywhere
us.
We go, no one ever waves at us.
Good. Leave me alone.
Waving because no one knows who we are.
I've been flagged down at Winking Lizard before. Like, hey, I saw you at the Funny Stop. Yes, you did. And
that's a terrible Asian impression, by the way,
isn't it?
I thought it was old black guy. I thought you were doing old black
He's
guy.
Definitely going for Asian, and
I always fuck up the R's. I'm sorry.
Very upset with you.
Oh no, I thought too that it was supposed to be a black guy and that you were making another joke by saying he was trying to be Asian.
Terrible.
Oh, then I retract that laugh.
No Saturday Night Live for you.
Ah, these racist Midwesterners.
Goddamn racist Midwesterners.
Leave
They're
me
everywhere.
Alone.
I only want to be regionally famous anyways. That's all I'm going for.
Yeah, I'm sure people will follow you right up to the middle.
Sure, yeah. Hey, I opened for a rock once.
So, Jordan?
Tony? Tony and Jordan.
Oh, I thought you meant Iraq, like the country.
I meant probably Iraq.
I opened for Iraq. No. I did title a punk song called I Rack and Roll, but I didn't write it. I just thought that would be a title.
Congrats. Is this what we're doing?
I was
going to
say, is this your behind the music soft? Like,
well,
what's...
All right. Thanks for your contributions, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry. I'm not very talkative.
You're very welcome.
So
we're adding
just
a lot to this.
Filling dead air.
What, the next show, we're not doing December. We're going to celebrate with our loving families and for the holiday season. And then we'll be back in January.
We're taking a time off from roast battles to wage a war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas is fueled by the ad hominem attack show.
Yep.
Oh, we're you're a slave, Tabitha. Get your bath bombs at Lush.
God,
roasting Santa
aren't
Claus.
Aren't I? I've been doubling down those sales.
Hey, good for you.
Double bonus month. Come
That's
on.
Right.
Give me that money.
You make that money. You make that money, and you're doing the Lord's work, making people smell better.
Yeah, I really, God, I remember when Adam Gilbert, when he moved to Chicago, within the first week, he messaged me, and he was like, there's someone so stinky on the subway next to me, and I wish I had a card that I could give them that just has your face and like a bath bomb on it. And I'm like, welcome to public transportation.
Yeah, that's kind of the deal. It's the best in the winter because, you know, everybody bundles up and then you sweat because the heat is just blasting at you on the bus.
You marinate.
Mm-hmm. It is marvelous.
My wife was on an airplane this weekend, and this guy was openly picking his nose and eating it, sitting next to her, and then ripping up a napkin with his cocktail drink and making him into little balls and eating the paper balls. People are fucking weird.
I like that.
Crazy shit when they're nervous. That's
this
wild.
Is true.
Was it Opie Hughes?
Yes.
Adam Janovac, Blake Quintel. What'd you guys think?
Adam shaved his mustache.
That was my favorite thing ever.
Adam pulled the... That was quite a move. That really worked out for him.
He knew exactly what he was doing, and he was so proud of himself.
Yes,
and he had every right to be. It was...
Fresh Ryan DePerna alt-right haircut.
I saw him, and I literally went, oh, you look buffed. Like, threw him in a rock tumbler.
Yeah.
It's the second time I've said that about someone. And
I was
it's
the first one.
Yes, you were. I was just saying it's worked both times.
Yep.
Just no shiny motherfuckers.
But with no mustache, half of Blake's jokes did not hit.
Yeah.
Which was a shame.
Would they have hit with the mustache?
I don't know.
I think they would have at least made sense.
Right, and that's the thing is that I didn't realize until, like, so it distracted me from whatever joke he was, like, saying. Because he was like, which would really, you know, work well if he had his mustache. I was like, oh. And then Adam was like, yeah, I did that.
And
I was
no
like,
one's left.
Brilliant.
I did the same thing happened to me at Tony Erba's roast. I used to have a big bushy beard, and someone wrote for me as if I had a big bushy beard. And they still did the jokes, and they didn't hit. So it just, you got to prepare for things like that, I guess.
You think Janovac thought he was going to lose? Like, he was just like, I got to pull out all the stops, or... Because I didn't think his jokes were that strong, but they were better, you know?
I think two things.
He was definitely better the first week.
Look less like a drunk. And also, there was some strategy to it.
I was glad these... I feel like these jokes were 100% more Adam. Like, you got more of just, like, not just Adam being mean, but it was, like, Adam being mean in Adam's own way. And I like that, like, he took, like, a little bit... Like, he opened with the, like, really dumb one where it was just like,
yeah, that got me off my chair.
Yeah.
That was so dumb.
Or Blake, he's like like such a bad guy, he wouldn't even eat a poop from your butt without like the courtesy of peeing in your face.
Yeah,
like,
he's the kind of guy that would poop in your mouth and not bother to pee in your butt or
something. Yeah,
it was the dumbest shit.
And I was like, yes, good, good, this is what I was hoping for.
Yeah, that I don't know how it did with the audience because it got me because I'm like, I know Adam, and that's a very Adam thing to say. And it's just, it completely threw off the tone of the battle. From there, it was no longer going to be serious.
I'm
going to
give this away. There were several moments in the show where Jeremy and I looked at each other like, what the fuck is with this crowd?
Oh, yeah.
They were underreacting to some really good stuff.
Though I think that's just like a classic case of like, unfortunately, like someone bringing a lot of people, you know, when like a chunk of it is like, I'm here for this person and probably wouldn't rather be at a show like this if it wasn't for that one person.
Yeah.
Sometimes you tend to get like kind of like cold spots in
it's
the crowd.
It's happened to me at a lot of stand-up shows where one of the other people on the show brought their whole family with them to carry their walker.
You know, I will say, though, that when Kyle was making his run, Kyle's people were great.
Who were my people?
Oh, everybody that you brought?
Yeah, because I told him, like, don't be a dick about it. Like, good. They started chanting for Sam, and I was like, oh, fuck you guys. Yeah. You know? They're like, I'm going to watch this world burn. You know what I mean? It's like, well, whatever.
Yeah, like, there are some people that just get it. But, you know, there are people that really fall into that contest crowd trap.
Yeah, my friends are a bunch of mean boys. Like, they enjoyed this.
Also, with it being, it was part of the festival, and is there still a contest element or no?
What? No.
Okay.
We kiboshed that because some fucking kid, he's from Cleveland, brought a bunch of people one year and won, and then McNamara, I believe, I have no idea who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he won, and that's stupid, and so they got rid of it. Then that was my first year's year they got rid of it. But it was already kiboshed before I started.
Yeah, that whole thing really upset Mr. Clem, if I recall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He ain't the only one.
No, well, that sucks. It's shitty.
I just, he did the Sad Boys show, like, the night after, and his entire set was about how pissed he was about that contest.
He showed up right from it, and, like, 5 minutes later went up, and he's like, well, I had an entire set planned, but instead, you're going to hear all about how much I hate this particular situation. It was great.
Mm.
Yeah, I was with Clem on that ride for part of it, and then I got knocked out of the contest.
Well, I find that very easy to believe.
Oh, do you?
You're not good at comedy, Chris.
I know.
Just
that's
to
why
reiterate.
I don't do it anymore. I just come in and pass judgment.
Same.
Go home and get judged by everyone there.
At any rate. So no more contests, no more stupid like bring all your friends and win money thing.
Well, the festival does. Doing. So they took the money that they did, and like they divvied out into jury awards and like stuff like that. So the money's still there, but it's just spread amongst, which I think is better because there's no pressure. People get to kick it and have fun and not be like, oh, I'm competing.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like anybody was like really. Because at the after party, like, everybody was kind of sitting at the same table and kicking it. It wasn't like people, like, grouping off, so which is a good sign.
Yeah. The year that I mentioned that Clem and I were both in the thing, there was very much a, like, the green room kind of area. It was just silent. Everyone was just listening to see how well everyone else was doing. And it was so uncomfortable. And weird, because everybody just, you know, half the people were like, I fucking came here from, like, Canada to get $2,000, and some idiots out there killing it with, you know, remember Trapper Keepers?
No, like, Best of Fest here, like, everybody, I kicked everybody outside, and everybody was having a blast. They're all, like, taking pictures together and stuff, and that's what you want. I mean,
This is supposed to be a fun, like, networking showcasey thing. And, like, I think without the contest, it really, like, does that more. Because even, like, the first couple of years of the festival, it was more like that.
Yeah.
Because there was no contest. It was just, like, a bunch of fucking showcases, and we all got drunk and
no
fucking
contest,
hung
which is
out.
Something most of those people have said in front of a judge.
the Nolo Contendere Comedy Festival.
So, Adam Janovac moved on. Logan Rashaw had a bye week, but he was here to battle Joe Graham in a exhibition battle.
Joe Graham really impressed.
Yeah. Did way better than I thought that pile of garbage would.
I was impressed because he brought note cards out with a binder clip, which worried me. But then he ended up doing a bit about the note cards. Like every third note card or something was a note from somebody's mom, and it hit.
Oh, it was from Logan's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was from his mom, from Logan's mom, and that was good.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good in that boy's stuff. I was very happy to see that.
I do remember this now. Logan and Joe Graham have both fucked Joe Graham's mom.
Yes.
That was a Logan joke, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think Joe said that.
But it's facts.
And Logan won?
No. Logan lost. Logan got upset.
Oh.
We go frick you to Logan.
Boot him out of the tournament.
Yeah, he's done.
We should have just been like, psych, Logan. Joe's in it now. Bye.
I mentioned last time, I think Logan probably just threw that shit together because he knew he had a bye.
We're going to have Logan on, but I hear he has to check a contract like a faggot.
nom, 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 contract.
So Joe won.
He'll be back. I mean, every other time I saw him, he kind of sucked. I think the first time I saw him, he was funny, and then I saw him twice, and he sucked. So he's 2-2 for me.
I mean, like, he keeps getting recommended to me, and, like, I saw something this time, so I'm cool with having him back.
Yeah, me too. I like him as a person.
Ish.
I don't fucking hate him.
I still think he's way too ethnic to be named Graham, but, you know.
That's true.
What is he, white?
I don't know. His eyebrows say Eastern European, but he says he's part Dago.
He's just got strong follicles.
Some people
just got good hairs.
At any rate, he should have more vowels in his last name. I think that's the point.
Yeah, I agree.
Phil Eckenrode and Brett Thomas. What an upset. I'm going to say it. Very disappointed in Brett.
Yep.
100%. I told him as much after the show.
Yeah.
He did come up to us and say, "You all are going to be sorry that I lost," and then walked away ominously.
And I was sorry.
Well, we're going to need a fire marshal and a someone from the guns, alcohol, and tobacco.
We got that covered. We're fine. We dotted our I's and crossed the T's on that. We're fine. Now.
I just took active shooter training today, so I'm good.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, yeah, I'm pissed.
I remember Phil being real funny. I thought Brett was funny, too. Brett commented on how my wife was leaving me, and that was my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, shit.
I think
Brett knew he was losing, and he just started swinging in every direction.
He started with that.
But I didn't like how he started. He was like, "Kyle, I'd like to talk about your wife." Just like, shut up and do it. But no, Phil was fucking good.
Yeah, he was.
And yes, it's an upset, but Phil's really proven that he knows what he's doing here.
Yeah, Kristen and Brett Thomas. I mean, at this point, like, I don't think it can be. He's no longer an underdog.
No.
It's also my understanding that Phil tried to buy Tabitha a drink, and Dylan and I do not appreciate it.
Phil is a nice guy. He was just trying to bribe a judge.
That is
don't flatter yourself.
Bribing a judge is in his wheelhouse.
Yes. That's
as an attorney.
Don't take it sexual, Dylan.
I do nothing but flatter myself.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone has to.
Dylan's going to throw a milkshake at his face.
I've settled down. I need unwarranted attention from someone.
Well, why not an attorney?
Yes.
That's Phil, what I was saying.
Phil spanked Brett. It was a decisive win.
Yeah, there were definitely some pauses there where it was like, oh, no, what's going on, Brett?
Yeah.
Right.
But
what did he say? I don't even remember. I was so
I don't remember any of the jokes.
The video.
I was just devastated for Brett the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, because Phil was just pounding him. It was.
Phil spanked him. Phil pounded him. You guys just won't quit.
He fucked the shit out of him. He fucked him up and down the stage.
He threw him onto one of these pinball machines.
And hit tilt.
What we're trying to say is Brett has bloody socks.
Poor Brett.
But
Phil moved on.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're getting at. Phil moved on.
In case you
Brett
didn't
threw away his underwear in the bathroom before he went home.
Nah, he kept that.
There was a guy that I worked with when I first found out. I worked at a Subway at Ohio State on 18th and High Street. It was very popular.
How did you find out?
Find out what?
That you worked at a Subway.
No. Oh, I found out what this guy, so they had the touchscreen cash register, and this guy, Mike, he was like the Midwest leather boy champion, and he pulled up on the register and taught me what goatsy was.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
Oh, shit. What? Google it, dude. Google it while we're talking. So what into it is, it's like now. The art of, like, from what I understand, just stretching out your asshole. You're into, like, just grabbing and stretching. Am I right in that? Do I remember?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, you mean Tuesdaying it.
Yeah, Tuesday. And this guy used to always have to take out the trash in the bathrooms, and he would constantly have to throw his underwear and the tampon that he shoved up his ass away. And I'd go in to take out the trash, and it'd be, like, just sitting on top, like, dang. No discretion, like, wrap it up in a foot-long wrapper or something.
Like Columbus. What a very Columbus thing of him to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I think throwing away the underwear sparked that. Sorry, but I figured I'd share it.
No, that's a...
That was a good story, Kyle.
Thank you.
I liked it.
I know the name of something I've been doing my whole life now. Mickey Genosi and Nick Glasser.
Hoo-wee.
This was... This is ugly.
It was a
ugly.
Good one to put last.
It's the only sudden death we got, and I had never been more disappointed to hear a sudden death joke.
Well, there have been some bad sudden deaths.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have rather seen either of their dicks, really.
Exactly. I would have rather than that's how bad the sudden death was.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
The sudden death joke was not Nick Glaser being trying to be a homer and making a Pittsburgh Steeler helmet joke. Glasser, sorry, that happened. So, and Mickey went after Nick's family in front of his family. So
for the second time,
for the second
dead grandfather.
Well, the first one was actually funny.
Yeah, the first one I thought was one of the best jokes of the whole night.
I thought at least three of his jokes were dead grandpa related.
Yeah, in the first go, I was like, "This is hilarious." I voted for Mickey, and then he hit us with the last, and I was like, "Wow."
If he would have stopped, he tried to punch it a second time. I think if he would have stopped and then, like, he didn't do the stitch vagina thing, like, I think he would have won. I think he would have won, but he went the extra step, and sometimes you go...
You know what happens
not
is...
Not too far, but, like, it's just, like, sometimes you can be too gross, and it's like, it doesn't hit, so...
What happened is he made a reference to Nick being a pallbearer at his grandfather's funeral... And Nick was like, the other five pallbearers are over there.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious.
Everyone was uncomfortable for the rest of the dead grandpa stuff.
I walked over in front of his family laughing hysterically during that.
Yeah.
But the final death joke, like he just was too long. He pulled a Nick Glasser and he talked too much is what happened. And it bit him in the ass.
Well, he did a really bad trans mustache joke.
Yeah.
That was his Mickey's closer. And it's like, all right, if you're going to make a trans joke, it's got to be better than chick with a mustache.
And also don't save it for, like, your sudden death. He had, like, I feel like any of his actual jokes would have been a better, like, sudden death, like, rely on. Because your sudden death's supposed to be, like, fucking strong.
Well, yeah, maybe he only had five and he was like, this is okay. If it comes down to this, I'll have to use it.
Try harder. That's all I got to say.
Well, in his defense, I don't think Nick's joke was any better. His was just flopped so hard, and He didn't win.
Okay. I just like being mean to Mickey.
Fair, I know. We've touched on that.
Fucking bald piece of shit.
Yeah.
It was almost TJ Miller.
But they're
voice.
Both, like, it was a good battle, like, up to that point. I mean, yeah. It wasn't a bad battle.
No, it was great.
It was really, there was, like, some venom behind, like, you know. It's,
yeah, Nick was like, oh, you read Facebook. Okay, motherfucker, you know.
Yeah. Nick was like, fuck
it was,
you.
It was the closest to annoyed I've ever seen Nick Glasser in 8 years of knowing him.
Well, I told Nick, he's like, what about this Mickey guy after the last show? I was like, he's fucking mean. Just be prepared. He's gonna get under your skin. He's mean.
Yeah. It's a good thing to have on the show, honestly. You know, because, I mean, fuck. Like, he's the guy that, like, hits too hard, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I know when I battled Sam the second time, I was like, okay, everybody's like, oh, don't make the drug jokes. Like, quit doing that so much. I was like, all right, well, he's got a kid, so let me talk about this kid. And I did it like him and his dad having comments. They're both deadbeats, and it was like one person laughed. And I was like, fuck, I went too far, and I lost. Because you guys are a bunch of sensitive cunts when it boils down to it.
It was me. I was the one person.
Were you?
But
yeah, you could sometimes, like, you can go too far, like, just because the show's filthy doesn't mean that everybody has the same line as you, you know?
Yeah.
Some people still have souls that are in the crowd.
It's weird because I've heard jokes during the course of the show that were about things that I've had, like, sad conversations with people about the topics. And then you hear everyone laughing at it and you're like, oh, God, I feel dirty.
Yeah.
You need to shower every once in a while after the show.
At least you do it every once in a while.
Yeah, it's the only time.
Generally after the show, I feel really terrible and, like, I need a couple of days to decompress.
Yeah, we have to go get chili dogs.
You guys are pussies.
I feel great.
Yeah,
me and Kyle just locked eyes and we're like, oh, no, I love it.
My thing, I've never felt bad about something that is said about me.
No,
I've
that's never what
hurt.
It is.
I've never had my feelings hurt for myself. It's just for other people and some of the stuff I know personally about them versus what gets said on the show that I'm like, oh, fuck, man. But that's also part of the fun.
Yeah, if you can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. You know, I mean, you're not signed up for it. Most of the time, if you talk to the person and they know something that's serious about you, like, they love you, or at least, like, they're decent enough to you.
Right,
you know?
Hopefully.
I never think it should be in malice.
Yeah. Like, I'm always rooting for Sam LaTourette, but goddamn, is it funny when we all predict his failure over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah. He's alive, by the way.
I was just about to say, anyone heard from him?
He followed Sad Boys on Instagram with his new account.
Okay.
And there was a current selfie, so he is alive.
Living right. Sam LaTourette confirmed as of mid-November.
Sighting.
Late November.
LaTourette sighting. Like, he's the Northeast Ohio Bigfoot.
Stop. Well, this is happy Thanksgiving. People listening at home or in your cars on the treadmill, you know. Whatever.
Who's listening to this on a Stairmaster?
You know, people work out. They pop in the old podcast.
Not
to
our
us
listeners.
For inspiration to.
Clem, do you work out and listen to us out. Talk shit?
Yes, he does.
All right.
Well, I forgot that this is basically just like a direct line to just like Chris Clem.
Yeah,
just
look at that.
Just like, hey, Clem, how you doing,
big
man?
Hulk of a man. He works out all the time.
To fit into that Spidey suit.
So did we officially say Nick Glasser moved on?
Yeah, Nick Glasser.
Yeah, Nick Glasser. Yeah,
so the final four, we got Adam Janovac, Logan Rashaw, Phil Eckenrode, and Nick Glasser.
Phil Glasser, Nick Glasser, who?
Hachi Machi.
Just smush them together and make one big fat bear lawyer.
So We're gear. We're guaranteed to have four matches because we're going to have a match for third as well.
So we got Glasser, Eckenrode, and Rashaw Janovac. Those are that's the final four matchups.
So those are, I forget how the show works. Those are the first two battles,
and then
then the winners of each of those are going to battle each other
for the championship, and then the losers will battle each other for third place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna make it a three rounder.
I think.
Yes.
I think that's a lot of jokes to write about three people.
Are four people we've weeded out of 16.
Well, I mean, if we give them
being good at writing jokes,
We give them a rundown now,
they got 2 months.
Yeah, of being like, hey, yeah, you yeah. like write for everyone.
Yeah,
be prepared. You've got the time.
Spend the holidays together and shit.
Yeah, ignore your families a little bit more. It's fine. They don't need that
it's
much
not like
of you.
Any of them love you.
Well, we'll get powwow and figure it out. Because is it going to be like the round of four? Are they going to do three rounds or just the...
I think the final only.
Yes.
It may be the third place battle.
Yeah.
With the exception of Nick Glasser, we've wound up with three close to home fellows.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll be on the podcast at some point before the shows. So y'all can get to know them.
We'll
as well.
Get Nikki on there too. We had 2 battles too. We had a couple festival people battle. They were good.
Yeah, it was Scott Schaefer from says he's from L.A. He's from Kansas.
He lives in L.A. now.
Yeah, he's from LA Kansas.
Guy. Yes, he's a drunk. He's definitely a Kansas drunk.
Yeah, he's stop kidding yourself. Like I hate it when people move to L.A. and like I'm an L.A. guy.
Well, he kept switching it around like every show.
It's stupid.
It's for our crowd. They get their jollies off of. We're like, oh, from know. L.A.
I don't that mind is. It. I don't
Do
mind
that?
It because no one in L.A. is from L.A. Everyone moved there.
That's very true.
Is in New York as well.
No. Everybody from New York's pretty much from New York, from what I noticed. Like, for the most part. For the most part.
You can tell by the way they talk.
Yeah, like Robin Gregg, definitely from Staten Island.
The Wayne's World. I got a gun. Let's go to a Broadway show.
Yes, we had Scott Schaefer versus Eitan Levine, which Eitan Levine won.
Levin,
whatever.
Levinberg.
I think it's Levine, because everybody wanted to call him Eitan, and he was like, you goddamn anti-Semite every time people... Like, just ask him how to say his name. Jesus Christ, have you ever hosted before?
I mispronounce people's names all the time. And just, who cares? Same.
It was a charming battle, though.
I'll tell you who
though.
Cares about mispronouncing names. Sumak Torgalkar. Don't do it. He will name an album.
They were both real funny, like, in their stand-ups. Eitan won, like, one of the Best of Fest awards for performer.
Oh, good
they
for
both,
him.
They both were very funny in their battle,
yeah.
too.
They had fun with it.
They did.
Scott did each joke he did, he mispronounced a different Jewish version of Levine.
Yeah, that was good. That was very good. And Eitan reacted as you would, and that made it better.
That's not my name.
Yeah. It was good.
It was fun to watch like those two, and then Rob and Greg, like they were like, okay, they played off each other.
Yeah.
It was more of like a... Okay, we're not up here being mean. Like, we're up here just
doing
a shtick.
You put it way better because each of these, I just could be like, oh, this is so cute. Yeah. Like, everyone's having so much fun. But, like, no. You're like, oh, yeah, they played off each other. It's, like, a way cooler way to say it.
Yeah, they were mean, but it felt like you were just in their bedroom with them in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you're gay. No, you're gay. Yeah, well, why'd you keep fucking me then? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fifth grade.
I did one of my favorite jokes of the night was when Eitan said that Scott is what you would get if the X Games got HPV.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the winning joke for me.
That was me too. I'm not very good at judging these things. I just go, this person won, and then I say something shitty about them. And
that's
go,
how it
next.
Works.
Yeah,
you're doing a fine job.
You're getting it done.
You're a much better judge than Curtis, who would not make a decision, no matter how hard I pressed him to make a decision.
Yeah. Curtis, first, I've worked on like a roast with him before, and I know he can be mean, which is why I wanted him to be on the show. But man, he just wanted to be Mr. Nice Guy. So
yeah, it was pretty unexpected because like it was one of those things where it was like you just like kind of told me like, oh yeah, he's gonna be the guest judge. I was like, oh you guys know what you're doing. And like he showed up and was just like, I hate being unkind to anyone. And I was like, did anyone tell him?
He made a couple gigs here and there, but
he had to survive in Portland for a while.
That changes a man.
Well, I mean, he only did the one roast that I know of, but he was really, really good on it.
Surviving in Portland is the opposite of war. It's the effect that has.
That must be what it is. But he was like, he was really mean to whites out there. I mean, that was this whole part of his deal was like, fuck you, stupid white people. Like, this is what's
happening. I mean, they ate it up while eating quinoa. Yeah.
Let's be
like,
honest,
that's
kind of what he did here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was weird, like, listening to Curtis do this. I was like, wait a minute. It was like, why'd you code switch there for this audience? I'm like, I've heard you talk. But he did. So, you know, that's what he wanted to do. That's what he wanted to do. So it was just, it reminded me of, like, a couple other people I know that they'll do that like for urban rooms, but Curtis did it for like a very white room.
Oh man,
like,
I do it for urban rooms. I get so urban.
Let's hear some of that.
The fuck out my face.
No, I could just be remembering like things wrong, but I just, you know, I remember like more mumbly Curtis, but that could just be like.
Are you confusing him with Ramon?
Well, you know, he did call Ramon dad for a while, so it was like.
gross.
Yeah, isn't it? It's very gross.
All right. I think we're there. I think we're there.
Yeah.
When's the show? Shit, we should probably plug the show.
Yikes.
What's the third Saturday of January?
Yeah, you fucking idiots figured it out because we weren't prepared for...
We're all on our phones right now.
The 18th of January.
I pulled up my weather app instead of the calendar. That's how useless I am.
Yeah. Saturday, January 18th at Not Your Parents' Basement. Doors at 8, show at 9. $5.
Tickets. Blah, 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 blah. You got to get tickets.
Yeah, buy tickets early.
Oh, yeah, the fire marshal.
We sold out. We sold out the show.
Off our
we
ass.
Sold out guys. The show, and then people didn't show up, so we sold more. Because there were some passes. Nobody could see my air quotes.
I was gonna point that out, but I was like,
There were some comp tickets. They didn't show up, thank God. So we got Nick's family in because Nick's family is a bunch of fucking idiots, and they bought tickets to the 5:30 showcase, and then we're like, "Oh, we fucked up. Sorry." I'm like, "Sorry, it's sold out. I'll try to do my best." You should have came to the 5:30 showcase. It was great.
I believe you. I heard all those shows were great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good job, Kyle.
Very good job.
Yes, Kyle, the only person who worked on the festival.
Yes,
the
only.
Kyle pulled it all.
I'm going to rename the festival next year, the Kyle Hahnhorst Comedy Festival.
No, I'm still in line for it to be called the Chris Paul Pepsi Cola Mountain Dew Comedy Hour.
I don't get that joke, but whatever. It's all good.
It's an old episode of the podcast, which you can find in the archives.
Whoa. Yes,
where we talked to John Wellington about what he hates.
About people's perception of the festival and just what goes on and running it. It was a fun episode.
I listened to it, and that's what got me involved, actually, now that I remember it. But that joke was so bad, I didn't remember it.
That was more of a reference than anything. You know. Right. That'll do, pigs.